Wait. Four of us, man. Four of us. Chilling in the season.
We're just waiting for your Facebook.
Was he cleaning out your teeth there once?
Yeah. Why are you trying to film the camera for? You're supposed to, that's the rule.
Two people are watching already. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Oh, five.
Five. Wow, you're all here. Thank you for joining us. So there's four of us here. And we have a combined married time of 15 and 13 is 28. 15 and 13, 28 years combined, sitting on his couch.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this now, marriage is the easiest thing in the world. And look, because you see those smiles, they're enjoying, this is the enjoyment of 13 years of marriage. Woo. It's just smiles and laughter all the way, and 15 years here, woo, never an argument, ever. And
never an argument.
Never.
Never.
We have never argued.
Never.
Don't care what you think.
Let's not try to like anything because we switch it off this week.
Yeah. But give Jason a
shout. Yes, Jason. Yes, Jason. Yes, Jason. Yes, Cuzzy.
Yep, yep.
Kev, how you doing, Kevin?
Yep.
Or Keva, I should call it Keva. That's Keva. What I'm saying. Nessie. Louise. Yeah. Kevo. Welcome. We're going to start answering your questions in a second, but we're just here, just at first, it's these are part two, okay? So we're coming back to them.
Yeah.
But introducing the number ones, yeah? The stars. I'm not going to give them the airplay. No, yes. I'm only joking.
Don't want to steal the glory.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, it's going to be a killer.
This is it. We want to say season greetings. And we are hoping that you are having lovely times with your family and friends in this season, because it's a great season for that, and that you got all you wanted and gave all you could. And we also want to say we've just launched another video last night. We were unable to do a live last night, so we launched a video last night, and that is how do you what is it? How do you date? Not how do you date. How do you do marriage and have children?
Oh yeah.
How do you do marriage?
I actually forgot and what
do,
it's called.
How do you do kids and do us?
Balancing the kids and us. How do you balance a relationship between your partner and your children? And these are my children. And how have we done it for so long, so easy? We are crazy.
And that question came from Shandy. Shandy's watching now. So cheers, Shandy. We answered your question in a full video, which we will be, I always do
posting.
This. Be posting after this video. But right now we have the advantage of having another married couple with us who are married 13 years, and we're going to do just a short combined video of the goodness of marriage. All right, so if you just want to, if you got a code name, you can give your code name. You could just say E or V or P or C. But yes.
Well, I'm Emmanuel, for those of you who don't know me, and this is my wife.
I was waiting for you to say it.
This is my wife. I was waiting to say for you to say your name. Okay. But yeah, and her name is
Carla.
Carla.
Hi everyone.
And for those who don't know, the relationship between these two is brother and sister. So we came and stole the goose, isn't it?
Brother and sister.
So what we're saying is, listen, there's four of us here. We've got 28 years on the table.
Yeah.
And we're saying, ask your questions.
Or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
This is it.
Because if you marry after this day and didn't ask any questions about marriage or relationships, this is what this video is.
It's on your head.
You messed up. We're giving you no advice. You should ask first. But we're here to promote married life. And I mean, I'll ask you guys a question. Sorry.
No, this is not to tell you to be quiet this time.
Okay. I felt the pressure on
my
head.
Cold in this.
You see that? You see, this is what 28 years can do.
Yeah.
That head stroke means...
No, this time it doesn't mean shut up. It means...
I'm doing all right.
Happy Boxing Day.
Okay, fine. Okay. So that's what happens sometimes. So what we're saying is... I'm going to ask you guys some questions. It's random questions. And guys, feel free to ask your questions. Why are you laughing at us, Shandy? Why are you laughing? Jason, how you doing?
Yes, Jace.
Jason Williams, Jason. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're waiting for your questions, so fire your questions as we're asking. As I said, you can inbox them if you have our inbox details. You can, you could also look how you just bait me up on camera. You could also send it if you have our telephone numbers to our WhatsApp, because sometimes we get questions like that.
Yes.
It would be good if I had my phone on me. And
go and get it.
That's it in the meantime.
All right, then. So, guys, if someone said to you, marriage...
will burn.
Burn, I tell you, burn.
Well, when you get married, you're burning anyway, you get me? But marriage is fun. Marriage is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer to that would be...
Yo. Marriage. You know what? It all depends on who you are, you know?
Got a question, but we'll come to you, Jason. Which Jason Williams is that, though? Because I know Jason, another Jason Williams, and that Jason Williams wouldn't ask that. But we'll come.
I feel you, Jay. I feel you, Jay. We'll come to that one, isn't it?
Oh, that's not that Jason.
No, it's the other one, man. Anyway.
So
marriage is fun. Marriage is fun. So, yeah, go on. What would you say to that?
Should I go? All right.
See that? Wisdom.
I think marriage should be. I don't think it always is. But I think it also depends on the individual who you're marrying. I think there's a lot that you will see about the individual before you get married. Are they fun already? And how do they stay pre-marriage? Did you guys have fun before? Because in reality, there's a lot of things that if you try to expect will happen or begin to happen once you're married, you leave yourself open for disappointment, because things may happen, things may not. So I guess it's a case of, were you fun before you got married?
Hey.
You know, then when you do get married, it's something that you wish to continue. That's not now the time for you to now say, right, let's try and bring fun into this relationship.
We'll switch on the funny button.
Uh-huh, you can't switch it on. You know, you guys have to have fun before. You have to. And if your partner doesn't seem to have that vibe, then it's something you have to be prepared to live with. You know?
Or he or she could learn to try and be funny.
It can happen. It can happen. What I'm saying is that it may not.
It may not.
So you have to be prepared to say I do to how it is at that current moment.
Oi.
So
it better be good at that current moment.
Yeah.
Choose wisely, I guess, innit?
Yeah. Because I think it's unfair. It's unfair. Now we're married, now you're asking something of me that I never gave it to you before. For you, and you said I do to me at the time. Now all of a sudden you're asking me to be X and Y, and I never, you know, I wasn't like that. And you kind of knew it. You kind of knew that. Now I have all these pressures and stuff, and you want me to be X, you want me to be Y, and it puts a lot of pressure on the individual. I'm not saying it can't happen, and because of love we can't adapt and try to please our partners, but I think it's you know, to start asking things of your partner that they never had that weren't there to begin with, could be a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You know what, I'm sure the questions will start coming in, but we've got one here from Jason Williams, right? Jason.
Yes.
What's on your mind, fam?
Amen.
I don't know if you're married or not, but I'm gonna, you know. Do you think married women should dress more sexy than single women? See my face?
do you see this?
I mean...
What do you think?
I mean... that is got
something. But who and where that, and when matters.
There's
and
too, for who. There's too many dimensions to that question. Yeah. I mean,
so I think yes, without getting myself in trouble. I think yes, but for your husband,
yeah,
that means that you can't wear it out.
In the house.
See, oh, yeah. Oh, let me say something, right? I would actually take more out of it.
Go on.
Out of the question, I'll say
yeah.
Because hey,
Mabel.
Hey, Mabel.
Yeah.
I would take more out of it in that we were all physically, you know, we were physically attracted to each other before. And I think it's just important to keep that going.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be more, because what you did previously was enough.
Mm.
Yeah, it was enough for me anyway. but you know, like I was saying, to get married and then to expect more from the individual, your partner, is something that you need to have discussed and talked about previously. So I would go as far to say that, you know, if you did dress sexy before, don't stop now. You know, I wouldn't necessarily put pressure on you and say you need to dress more sexy because you're married.
Why can't you look like her, man? Why can't you look like her? You know, her.
But yeah. You're saying what? Don't let yourself go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily have to have the pressure of trying to step it up now that you're married.
Mm.
But just keep the spice. You know.
But that is something that can easily happen, where I suppose particularly women, not that women are at fault per se, but because the sexy side of things falls on women more than men, and there might be messages coming for questions.
Yeah.
One of the things that can happen is you get so used to each other, you kind of drop off of that.
Yeah.
Looking apart. I mean, for me, my thing is, I'm not necessarily into lingerie. No, I'm not into lingerie at all.
Hey, Jerome.
You don't have to tell FB that.
No. Listen to me. I'm saying I like certain things. Then when it will do certain things at home for me.
Mm-hmm.
So. I am not easily drawn away. I mean, Juanita and I, we've got our thing. You know what I mean? So you couldn't be just a woman turning up in any old dress or any tight dress. It can't work like that for me. I mean, Juanita and I have got our thing. So you have to have a relationship for your thing that you don't like. I'm not going to tell them anything.
Tell us.
I'm not going to tell them. I'm a clever guy. And this is the rule number one. You know what I mean? Don't spill your beans so easily.
I think what happens is sometimes, especially as Christian wives, we think that we're there as Christians now, and we've got to, although we were attractive to him initially, now we have him, just fling on the tent, and he should know what's under the tent anyway, so let him get used to it. And I just think that is a bad attitude. I've seen many couples where, you know, 2 months in, it's a different lady,
yeah.
And you can see his eyes wandering on the day of fellowship.
Cam Newton, isn't it?
Yeah, his eyes are wandering in the cat meeting.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to keep the standard up. Sometimes your sexy could be a variation. Your sexy could be a jeans and a white t-shirt. Or your sexy could be lace. It depends, do you know what I mean? So there's different variations, there's different standards, or there's different definitions of sexy. And so you've got to have that definition between you.
Yeah, you have to know. You both have to know. She's supposed to know what he likes, and he's supposed to know what she likes.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think communication is just key in this area, because if you don't know what each other likes, then that's where you're going to have a problem. You have to speak up and say what you like and what you don't like. So for example, if you just like walking, if the woman likes to walk around in her head tights and, you know, the holy t-shirt and the holy tracksuit bottoms, then
some man like that thing, but not me fam.
Your husband doesn't like it, and he's not telling you, but you're comfortable just walking around like that, then, you know, you're going to have a problem. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's very key, and don't feel ashamed to say, I don't like this, or, you know, you've got your ways of talking to each other. You say, I don't like this, can you maybe not wear that, mm. or whatever, but just make it known in
remove
how
it. Once.
Hey, listen,
when you gone,
we
get the behind me.
The thing is, yeah, if there's something in your wardrobe your husband don't like, throw it away,
burn it.
Boy. If it's
what if you like it,
destroying. If you like,
oh no, no, it's right, it's cool.
Some right, I like that.
This is the reality is this, right? There's certain things you like, there's certain things I like to wear. Don't do that for my missus. Mm. It doesn't.
Mm.
But I know if I do put it on, I'm not doing anything for her.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not that I can't put it on.
Yeah.
But I know if I do put it on, I'm not getting looked at like in that way.
Yeah.
You know? So it even got to the point where I just actually just allowed her to dress me in that she would choose X and Y and I'd be like, cool, dress me because
yeah.
I know I put this on, you chose it, I know you like it, and I know you like me in this.
Mm.
So I'm going to wear it and I'm just going to do my thing, knowing full well that at this current moment, what's you're attracted to me.
Later. Yeah, yeah. So you did it with a purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So sometimes then I guess the woman's going to hold on to certain clothes that is going to be making sure that a man don't really come close.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off gums.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying it can be.
Okay, yes.
Because and that's the thing as well, is that you kind of allow yourself also, because once you know what your partner does like, you also, the flip side is you know what your partner doesn't like.
Mm.
And if, you know, you want to go down that route, you can, you know, say, right, I'm putting on this. I know you don't like it. I know when I do wear this, nothing's gone,
yeah.
kind of thing. So it can be used against you. But hopefully you're in a relationship that doesn't take place. But obviously, you know, when you open up to each other, you also open up yourself. So you become vulnerable. And that's something that just goes hand in hand with marriage and relationship. You have to permit yourself to be vulnerable with each other.
Can I ask, so can you, and I'm speaking in a Christian context, I'm assuming it's the Jason Williams that we know, can you therefore then wear those garms outside of the yard?
Can you what?
Wear those garments outside of the yard. The clothes that you know is sexy clothes and attracts your husband and he delights seeing you like that. Can you, as a Christian woman, wear those clothes?
That's a tough one, you know.
Outside,
because I'm not gonna lie,
he's gonna take you to
there's been times when I've wanted my wife to look a certain way on my arm outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
But are you gonna say a butt though?
No.
She did.
Yes, it happened.
She did. Ta-da!
there's that element of you know when you're just proud and you're just happy and you don't want to keep it all to yourself. You also want the world to see, you know, what God has given you. Not as in to display your goods out there. I'm not talking about that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit like, you know, you've got a nice car and you know, the sun's out, it's good weather. You want to wash it, you want it to look good, and you want to be out in it. You're proud of it. You know, you kind of want to show it off a little bit sometimes, you know. You don't want to... It's a little bit of that mentality. How far it goes in terms of what exactly is appropriate for your wife to wear, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But for me, there's that little bit of... Sometimes I want you to... Yeah, I want a bit of edge, you know? Yeah.
Kind but of not for the world to... To see all of your, because I think Jason is saying here that nobody should see the qualities of the heat before the assets. Yeah, we're saying that there's a line.
Yeah.
Someone else has said, show off God's work of art.
Yeah, I mean, I think to a, and this is, I don't think it's something that will happen all the time. I think there are. For me anyway, there's been a few occasions where I'm like, you know, I kind of want you to look sexy today.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not all the time.
Yeah, and not to stay in the house.
On occasion. Yeah. Mm. On occasion. But it's not necessarily for anybody else. It's just for me, personally. But
so keep your coat on until we get to the restaurant. And when you need to go to the toilet, put your coat back on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you remove it whilst you're standing before you sit down so I can see. You know? Yeah, there's that fine line, you know, there's that fine line. But at the same time, obviously, with the principles and stuff, you don't want to cause another man to fall or lust after your wife or be responsible for that.
We're saying the same thing, Jason. We're agreeing.
Jason is saying, by the way, guys, please feel free to ask your questions.
Check your WhatsApp.
I'm going to check my WhatsApp, so bear with me 1 second. I got a feeling
that there's some goodies.
But I might be wrong. Nope. Let me not get this wrong. 1 second. I pray. You have to love a Samsung, you know.
Okay.
So I think getting from Jake, we'll come to it and say,
yes, Mona.
Nice to see you, Ramona.
Hi.
Yeah.
Within reason, of course. So I'm looking at Jason and his, and really, we have to learn how to please each other. And I suppose respect each other's boundaries and understand. I guess this is about understanding your partner. This is about you too. And easily what happens, and I think Mabel puts it in context, I'll come back to your question in a second, Jason. She puts it in context within reason, meaning that you don't want to wear clothes to show off to everybody else. You want to show off to your partner. Mm-hmm. It's not about everyone else. You don't want to go out there and try to look as beautiful or as hot as you can as a man or woman. This is about your marriage. It's about your relationship. So you've got to find out what works for him and him what works for her. So Jason says, ask yourself a question. Why would my wife or husband want me to show their assets off? This is the point I was making, yeah. Hi, good to see you, Ramona.
Maybe.
Yeah, so marriage. Let's ask one of the questions that... it's just a generic question about probably your top two... Not your personal, but the things that come to your mind on the challenges of marriage. Top two, maybe.
Just two.
Challenges.
Oh man.
We were talking last week about quite a lot of things, but you know, if you want to touch on that.
By the way, I was I did tune in. Some of them not live. I watched them afterwards, but yeah, we've been keeping up with this great ministry here that they're doing. So big up to Juanita and Curtis. I think it's great. What they're doing is very much needed. A platform, a forum.
Yeah.
You know, cheers. I think it's awesome. And, yeah, you got to put it on. Put on the copper.
I'm catching radiation, boy. My hand is hot.
I would say. One of the most difficult challenges is being consistent.
I'm just making sure.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Being consistent in... consistency in anything. Consistency as a word. I may say communication.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Consistency in communication.
Yeah. Because whatever kind of... rules of engagement that you have within your marriage, how you operate, and how you resolve, problem solve, how you communicate, you know, when you're not in harmony with each other, you know, how you come about making decisions and things like that, whatever works for you, it's important to be consistent in that, regardless of how you're feeling.
Interesting.
That is a real, it's really difficult, because with marriage, times are good, times are not so good. And when things are good, it's easy to operate in the given parameters.
Mm.
And when things are not so good, you know, you just kind of want to just step off.
So can I pause there, just kind of recap it, because what you're saying really is, I know what you know what you're saying. I'm just saying it again. You're right. Look at us.
I know.
This is love, because I tell you, we are so squashed.
And it's late.
And what?
Till we get freshen up.
So, I'm fresh. But but what you're saying is, look, your comments don't mean anything. Your commitment means nothing until you have.
Yeah, that's better.
That's tight now.
Oh. Mind.
That's all right. It's that's all right. Right. It's all right. Love will pull us through. Yeah. Your comments, your love, your commitment, your vows, they all mean nothing until
you gotta exercise them.
Until you have to exercise it when times get rough, when mm-hmm. you're not seeing eye to eye. That's I look, kids.
The kids.
Watch. Okay. This is it. This is the last video.
Sorry, but JL's pulling her pants.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Live on FB. Let me just go and do
it. We're gonna pause.
No, you could go on.
This is it.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was bound to happen. Yeah, so we got kids. There's how many kids here today?
Eight
kids, man. The oldest is 13. So marriage is not a joke, my friends. Yeah, so we'll be back soon, I think. Mm. So, yeah, who's laughing?
Look at all the laughs there.
Where the selfie stick?
Oh, man. Let me just put this right.
Yeah, where is it indeed?
They know what it's like. That's why.
You all know. You've all got kids, man. You've all got kids. Yeah, so your good deeds, everything means nothing until you get to that challenge. Of you don't see eye to eye, and it could be something quite deep and hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still iron your clothes? Do you still cook the food?
I do.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Go on. This is just what I do. Not everybody will do it, but it's not easy. But when things are a little, you know, off balance, I still do everything as normal. I cook, you know, sometimes you might not want to cook the food, you go and cook your own food, go and iron your own clothes and do whatever. I do it regardless, only because that's how I want to be treated. I wouldn't want him to say to me, go and do it yourself, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't treat him like that because I don't want that in my marriage. So I do as I want to be treated. So that's just how I function. So whether I like it or not, do it. That's just what I do.
And I'll tell you how that makes me feel. You see, it's things like that draw my heart back. So it's like when you know you are not seeing eye to eye, but your partner treats you the same way as they did before, that draws your heart back to them. It's like it makes you think, you know what? This woman or this man really checks for me, even though we've had a disagreement or we're not seeing eye to eye, and we're not saying much to each other. She is still, or he is still, you know, being consistent in how they are towards me in terms of what they do for me, and that that for me personally draws my heart back to my wife.
So can I ask a question? What is it like to be really upset with your partner? Is it all good?
It's all good.
Sorted. Professionals, man. We're professionals. What is it like? I'm going to squeeze up again.
Squeeze.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to tilt to the side now. And then you can tilt as well.
I can't.
Oh, that's it.
I used to when you first met me.
I know.
Hands are clean.
So what is it like to be bitter or angry with your partner and still do so? I know you said you do it, but what is it like?
Hey, cuz. Sorry, it's my cousin.
Yeah, what is it like to be bitter with your partner and still cook their food, iron their clothes?
I think, I don't know, for me, it's a habit now. Do you know what I mean? So if you're consistent with it, it just becomes normal. So if anything, if we become unbalanced for whatever reason, then
it's just normal for me. I will still do it. Mm-hmm. I will still wash his clothes. I will still do what I do for him when we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change.
Just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the vibe. And when we're ready, we will talk about it. Because mm-hmm. that's how we deal with ours. But I'm not going to not do things for him just because we're having a disagreement. It, to me, that doesn't make sense. It makes life harder. Mm. It makes your marriage just worse. It makes everything worse.
It doesn't just affect you.
It affects the children. If you do have children, it affects your family. It affects your friends, and people can see.
Mm.
But if you just carry on as normal, sometimes it's very difficult. It depends on the type of person that you are. I'm a very submissive person, so I do everything to please him. Whether he likes me or not, I just want to please him, and that's my that is my goal.
Hey, come on!
That's why we're related.
And that's not just words. That is actually how I function. So.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's a commitment. I've committed to him, so I'm not going to see him starve. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
He will get his food. He will get his clothes washed. He will get the bed made after he gets out. The bath cleaned after he gets out. It will continue to happen. It will continue to happen. I won't be like, oh, he's got me vexed today. So he got sucked salt. He's not eating. He's not doing nothing. I want to have a happy life. And so I'm working fast towards the resolution. And I'm not playing. I don't like the headache. I don't like the strife. It upsets the household. It upsets me.
Mm.
It just makes my stomach feel awful. So I'm working fast towards that resolution. I'm like, let's fix it.
Boy, we've got some gems coming out tonight. We've got another question here. I don't know how long we're going to be on until my hand fries. Maybe.
But, or until the child does another poo.
This is it. So this is a question for the men from our cousin, yeah? How did you know and how long did it take for you to know that your wife was the one you wanted to settle down with?
Do you know, okay?
What was he looking for? I don't know what you said, but it's funny. Amazing, thank you. Okay, so we got that. Thank you, Mabel, for your words. So how did you know? Because I'm the host, I will have to ask it first. And it's for the men though, isn't it? So it's between me and Emmanuel. Manuel!
Oh, come on.
How did I know?
You have to be brief, though.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I have to be brief. It came with I'm trying to condense everything. When I met Carla, I was in a position where I had already asked God. I was ready to settle down. And I had been praying towards my marriage for 2 years. And there was within my prayer and within my request, there were a lot of things that I had laid down.
How old is you, man?
At the time.
When you're back, you're praying for 2 years.
From I was 20.
Whoa.
When you started to pray?
No. I was 19. 18.
Wow.
18 when I started. Another time we'll probably be able to go through exactly how it is that it all came together.
That's a video on its own.
Yeah. But I was praying, and there was certain things that I had laid down. You know, if you're looking for something, you know exactly what it is you're looking for.
Intention.
It's a lot easier to spot it when you see it.
That's right. That's deep.
Yeah.
Say that again, man.
If you know exactly what you're looking for, it's easier to identify once you see it. But if you don't know what you're looking for, a lot of things are going to be in front of you, but you're not, there's no way to identify it.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things that I had put in place, a lot of things that I had put before God. And during the course of those, you know, that 2 years, I was also thinking of myself as well and asking God to work on me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, just asking God to put things into place. So when I did finally meet Carla, it's funny because I knew she was my wife immediately.
Whoa.
What was that before you had asked her out?
Yeah.
You just saw her.
Yeah,
It's because he didn't contact me. Yeah.
She contacted me.
Hey!
She contacted me.
What's going on in the world? Why are you chasing a man?
Listen, I was not.
When you see something like this, you chase it. Come on. Hey! It's funny because she contacted me on an anonymous number, but I knew it was her.
Whoa.
I knew it was Carla, and I knew she was my wife at that moment. Yeah, we'll go into that another time, but that's how I knew because of the prep that I had made prior to and the things that I had put in place, the what's it called, my checklist as well. So as soon as I met Carla, that was even before we'd had any conversations whatsoever, I knew she was my wife.
So you put in, let me stretch out my hand, make sure we can all be seen. You put in the leg work beforehand, so the spiritual leg work and the framework for, and God spoke to you.
Now I do understand that there may be some who might be watching who might not necessarily have the faith element to it, but there are other mechanics. That work in exactly the same way, help towards that process in terms of identifying and knowing exactly what it is, that you need and you're working towards.
That's deep. I mean, for me, I think I've got a similar story, but what I didn't do is I didn't pray much at all, because my spiritual life weren't really there.
Choking.
Like that, but around that time when Emmanuel and I was, kind of doing, I learned a lot from these guys, and the last thing I learned to do was pray, to be honest. But what I had was something that Emmanuel mentioned, and from the start was intention.
Mm-hmm.
My intention was to say the next person I find is going to be the one for life, because I was playing around. This is it, Mabel. So your man came around 6 months after. So this is what I'm saying. It's about intention. And this is one of the things about, we've all here got children. We've all got, how many girls is in this family? 4 or 5, not my daughter. Do you know what I mean? She's not going to have a man for years for him to work out whether she's the one or not, whilst he's rinsing her. Do you know what I mean? And I wasn't going to do that to the next one. The next one was it for life. And because I've got a daughter, and I'm thinking all the more why she's not going to do that and have that in her life. It was something that was in my mind, thinking I'm not going to play with the next woman that comes along. I didn't need to wait 6 months to know anything, because I knew, how long did I know? It's about a month, isn't it? After 1 month, 30 days, I said to myself, this is the woman I need to marry. Don't get me wrong. Knowing someone for 30 days like that isn't a long time, but I've seen enough to know that I can live with this person. And there's story behind it as well. And I think that a guy doesn't need forever. You don't need 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years to know if you've got, if that's your wife, do you know what I mean? Or if that's the one you need to be moving on with. You don't need that long. I would say that, Emmanuel. I don't know if you would agree with that still, but
yeah, I would agree. It all depends on the mindset and where you were when you came into the relationship. Because if you didn't come into the relationship, like you said, intentionally, and it kind of just happened, then there's a lot of stuff you're going to work out on the job. Do you know what I mean? But if prior to, you keep yourself to yourself while you're working out exactly what it is you want in life, then you enter these things knowing exactly what it is you want, and you will soon be able to see whether this is a goal or not.
Yeah.
Because you've got all of these things in front of you. You know, when you go shopping, you've got your checklist, you've got your shopping list.
Yeah.
You go in, you know exactly what you want. You know, when you don't, you end up,
buying mess.
Buying a lot of stuff, extra that stuff that you need and all that kind of stuff. So if you go in knowing exactly what it is, and or your mind is prepared, then you save yourself a lot of time, and now is not the time to start figuring out, do I really want a relationship? Do I want this to be it for life? Do you need to have worked all of that out beforehand?
Man, you've hit it on the head. I think, you know, I've got 14% battery now, so we'll see how far we can go. But I could talk all night about this, but I I'm going to reiterate, because if you didn't have an intentional mindset in the beginning, then get one now. So we're all married now, and we have come from different walks of life, and we're in this marriage, and we've had ups and downs, and we're probably in a down period. Let me just stretch my arm out more. And you need to get intentional and say, what do you both want to do together? What's your overall aim? What do you want for your marriage? And that's where you point your arrows. And that's something I was teaching young people, and it's a principle for life. What do you want? Do you want to go hunting? Then go and get your arrows and point them in the direction of the thing that you need to get. Instead of both of you walking out the house day in and day out.
Aimless.
Your arrows are pointed to the ground, are pointed to the sky. Intentional is the word of the hour, I guess.
Yeah, very important. Very important. You know what you want. It's a lot easier to identify when you see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so please, for those of you who are in relationships for too long now, thank you for your compliment. Sorry, I'm trying to read.
Well answered, yeah.
I love it. Love it. Well answered. Thank you, guys. Remember this on my wedding day. Thank you. Get married and be fruitful.
You forgot there.
Who?
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. So I didn't see that. In Jesus' name for the speech. Yes. For those of you in relationships for longer than 2-3 months, you both need to sit down and say, well, and the man is supposed to pull it together.
Yeah.
The man is supposed to pull that together and lead out and say, where are we going? He's supposed to be telling you, I like you, I want you, I love you, or whatever he's got to say to give you a sense of direction. I'm putting it on certain... What's that? I'm putting it on certain guys to lead out in the relationship, okay? And point and get everyone to point the arrows in the right direction. Let me just say something here now.
But I'll say, yeah, just to balance that as well. Ladies, if the man ain't doing it, mm-hmm. then you're gonna have to sit down and have that conversation. You're gonna have to make it happen, because you're also safeguarding your own heart.
I think if she has to say that, then
that's a flag.
That's red flag. Red flag.
It is a flag. It's not the end of things, but it's something to take note of.
Yeah.
Very seriously at that. To be honest,
it's better to ask that question, mm-hmm. And to know than to waste your years.
Yeah,
hoping. To waste your time hoping that he's going to ask one day. Because trust me, it's crossed his mind. Whether it's a yes or a no is another issue. But it is a conversation that every adult has to buck up on. So you're going to have to ask that question.
You don't need 1, 2, 3 years of relationship. Okay, free milk don't make people work harder. Okay. All right, Carla, do you want to read this one?
Something that Bright said. Are you necessary? I think it's supposed to be necessarily on the same spiritual level when you make that decision? Because I usually see that more or less both of you are around the same level. Well, do you know what? For me personally, before I met Emmanuel, one of my requests to God was that I had been in previous relationships and I just thought, you know what, these people are not serious. So I prayed, not knowing that we were praying at the same time. Mm-hmm. And one of my requests was that the next person that I go out with has to be a God-fearing person, mm-hmm. because I knew that my spiritual life was not up to scratch and not where I wanted it to be. And I prayed in that, me saying that he had to be God-fearing, he had to teach me about God and had to know God. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to teach me and I wanted to learn from him. So I knew that my spiritual walk with God was not very good. My answer to you is that not always. And it just...
It's true, don't it?
It's just where your mindset is at. So if you're both on that spiritual path, I would say, yeah, not always are you, do you have to be on the same level, but you have to have intention. You have to know where you want to go. So for me, I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn more. And I wanted someone that could teach me. He was more spiritual than me. And he knew more than me. He had a lot more knowledge than I did. And I believe that's why God chose him for me. Because when I'm falling, he can help me.
In that way.
So yeah. It's like, not that I can't help him, but that was just a big thing for me. So it might not always be like that.
I would say for me, similar to Carla, similar to Emmanuel, I was praying and saying to the Lord, look, you take over. I'm not making great decisions at the moment. I am church man doesn't mean spiritual man. Do you know what I mean? And some church guys that I did know were exactly the same as friends who are outside of the faith. And so I specifically asked for a God-fearing man, for somebody who was reflecting the God that I was serving. And I got exactly that. To say that we were on the same level, I don't think we've ever been on the same level.
Never.
And I don't think... One time I did struggle and think, oh, God loves you more than me because you seem a little bit more spiritual. Mm. I kind of grown out of that now, but I used to kind of have that, ooh, it's not fair. I don't feel like I have to catch up with him. I think my expression of spirituality is different than his.
Yeah.
And it is both...
It's different.
It's both fragrance and incense towards God. I pray in Jesus' name. Mm. So I don't try to level up or have a spirit level with my husband. All I do know in that there's some areas that we are weak and strong in different capacities, and we encourage each other. There's some areas of our faith that we emphasize more than others. Sometimes we fall back on that bit. Sometimes we go forward, but we're always at different levels because we're different people. Mm-hmm. We learn the faith in a different way, even though it's the same faith. We have different childhood experiences of the faith. We have different viewpoints. We have different ways of looking even at the entire gospel. I could be somebody who thinks in that scene of the Bible, Jesus was laughing and having a water fight. That excites me. Do you know what I mean? Even though it's not written, where Curtis would be like, nah, Jesus had a serious face and he wasn't playing.
That's an example. Yeah.
That's an example. It doesn't mean that we're not on the same spiritual level or that he's going to the first heaven and I'm going to the second. If there's such a thing, or I'm going to the first, he's going to the second. We're learning through maturity, and this has taken a couple of years to work it out between us, and to recognize that we are children in God's eyes and that he loves us just the same. So not that he's read 3 chapters today and I've read 5, that I'm better than him. No, we are just we're just children in front of God's eyes.
I'll just add a little bit and say that to expect your partner to be the same as you is to expect disappointment.
Hey.
Because it's, the reality is God has made you both different. Not just that, but you're coming from two totally different walks. And this is not just for spirituality. This is just in general, in terms of making the two become one, understanding the principle of two very different entities coming together and making it work. It's more about in relation to the relationship working, that the thing that does have to be in harmony or does have to be united is aims, objectives, intention, purpose. What is it that you guys see for your marriage, for your relationship? Those things have to be unified, but everything else, you have to permit your partner to be who they are. If you can't allow that to happen, then you're always going to be in conflict, because you're always going to be pressuring or maybe even condescending or looking down upon or whatever the case may be. But just because you are on different spiritual paths or different areas in any aspect of your relationship doesn't necessarily mean one is better than the other. It just means you're on different points. But where you have one goal for your marriage and one aim, that's where the unity is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying you can have unity even though you don't see eye to eye.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And that is how two become one, really. It's not because we are the same person. You know. But it's because we, yeah, you know, and I have to allow Carla to be who she is. Mm. And she has to permit me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
But where we do have to come together is what we expect from this and what we are prepared to put in and work towards and what it is exactly we're working towards. Mm. Outside of that, I have to expect her to be different from me or else I'm in trouble, in all honesty.
Because you married yourself.
That's it.
Yeah.
I did a video on that. You actually marry yourself if you do that. And that's not possible because we are not asexual. So, therefore, you have to accept the fact that this person, you were, believe it or not, you were attracted to this person because they were so different. Yeah. You know, they were different to you. Do you know what I mean? And so to take them into a marriage contract and then dupe them and say, right, I want to twist you around and make you back to me.
Yeah.
Is absolutely wrong.
Sorry, I did cut you out of the picture.
I understand.
No, he's just giving us props on that. So yeah, Mabel, you said you didn't catch the other couple's names.
I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carla. Curtis's sister.
Yeah. It's my sister. And yeah, I think you need your surname because she's going to look you up.
Dady. That's D-A-D-E-Y. Yeah.
Amazing vocalist.
Oh, come on.
Well.
Amazing cook. Amazing mom. Amazing wife.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah,
What was that there?
That was it. Would you say that...
What, to know how long you've been married? How long you lot been married?
Oh, 13 years now.
Would you say that you have now reached a point where things have levelled out? I think we spoke about the plane. Actually, we're past the 7 years. We feel like we're levelling out now.
What?
The 10 years, 7 years.
I would... Personally, I would say yes, but that's only because I'm not sure how things will be, you know, in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
But
I can tell you now, yeah, two years ahead, yeah, it's gonna be worse. Trust me.
Yeah, I would say that things in relation to, if I look back at, you know, for example, 3 or 4 or even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Things have leveled out a lot.
Mm.
Things are happening now in our marriages that have never happened before. And I also think there's a level of comfortability in that we are more comfortable to go to certain places within our relationship. That we, you know, it's not something you maybe necessarily consciously think about it, but it just kind of happens. The longer you spend with each other, you just, more permissions gradually, I guess, eke into your relationship where...
Permission for what?
Well, you know...
Can't tell you that one.
Yeah.
That's, so, that's for the video after.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're awake.
What a shit. I find myself more comfortable to even, it could be just a reaction. It could be just a reaction. It's 5%. All right. It could be just a reaction. The way I might even react to certain scenarios now, I would say, now I might react in a slightly more, I don't know how to put it.
Controlled, not really.
Yeah, it's like I feel, because
no airs and graces anymore.
Yeah, because I trust it.
You can jump now.
Yeah, you know. But at the same time, it's still something that there's pros and cons to that.
Yeah,
there's pros and cons to it. Yeah, so yeah. You know, sometimes I still have to check myself. And think, you know what? Yeah, I still need to kind of rein it a little bit.
Yeah.
Even though you feel comfortable, you know, it's still something that needs to be, you know, constantly in check and
My friends, look.
Bright's got one and then we're gonna wrap it.
Bright, I'm gonna read out your comment and then I'm gonna wrap up, man. Sorry, let me read it. I'm up close. I feel like Emmanuel, if God impressed you that hard when you knew that Carla was going to be your wife, then God had to do the same thing to Carla.
Yeah.
Like she had to be getting the same impressions, or am I wrong?
You said that. You said, yeah.
Did God speak to you?
He did.
Did God speak to you?
I made the impressions.
I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't praying as long as Emmanuel, but nonetheless, I was praying and he still heard my prayer. And it wasn't very long before he answered mine. Yes, things happen. If we told you the whole story, the way it all connects is very strange.
Yeah.
And you can see God's hand in it, basically.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not about the length of prayer.
No.
It's about your heart, where your heart is. Because a man...
giving you your desires.
A man could be praying for 2 years, or somebody could pray one prayer and God answers. You know, so it's not about all of that stuff. It's about where you are, where your heart is, and what God knows he has for you, and whether you're prepared in your heart to receive it.
And that he loves to give good gifts.
That's exactly that.
Do you know what I mean? If you see him as a father saying he loves to give good gifts, he loves to give you the desires of your heart, and he knows that this desire is going to benefit you, especially mostly towards the kingdom and building his kingdom, then why wouldn't he give it to you? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So some people may have to do that for 2 years, as Emmanuel said. Some people could just see someone and say, wow, Lord. Yeah. That's the person.
I'm saying that because, you know, there might be some watching thinking, I didn't do that. Do you know what I mean?
It's not
about that. It's about where your heart is at, and the sincerity of that, what it is you're looking for. God can read these things and put them in place for you.
Now look. My phone's gonna die.
And the children are pooing themselves.
her children. That's what the
baby.
So we're gonna wrap up, but we do wanna say that it was refreshing having you guys on here, and giving another take to the perspective of marriage. It is also fitting for you guys to know that we will be offering some courses in the future.
In a couple of months.
In a couple of months, we'll be offering some short courses, some short taster courses, and working towards some residentials and some more videos. Please watch the video, which we will be posting below, which is how do you maintain a marriage?
Balance
a marriage and children.
Now look, sorry, you know what it is? Before the phone cuts out, I've got 3% left, right?
Somebody sent us a question.
It's a YouTube video we're talking about. We've got a YouTube video at the end of this video, okay? We have a YouTube video at the end of this video about how to balance married life and children, okay? And that's one of our 4, maybe 5 videos we've got out there.
Mm-hmm.
Please watch it, and please share it, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And the page, the Facebook.
By the way, this is the first time I've ever been on Facebook Live.
Wow.
Never, ever done it before.
Never done it.
So, you did well, guys. You did well.
Thanks for having us.
And again, big up to Curtis and Juanita for this amazing ministry.
Yep.
And God has impressed it on your heart. It's very much needed ministry, so...
Boom, couple. Yeah. Love them.
Thank you.
They are also an inspiration to us.
Oh,
inspiration.
Mate.
Pressure. God bless
thank
this
you,
marriage.
Thank you. We receive.
There are many things I have learnt not to do from these two. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm joking.
Check out our Facebook page as well. We Marriage, and share it. Share this video and spread the word that with good marriages, we have good communities, good society, and a great planet.
Yeah, man. God bless you all. We want to say more, but we have to go.
Love you, little girls. Stay the course. Love you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.